Stahlheim and reporting there. The U.S. Democratic Party representative has dismissed President Donald Trump's first year in office as, quote, chaos marked by partisanship and politics.
Folks, it would be easy to dismiss this past year as chaos, partisanship as politics. But it's far, far bigger than that. This administration isn't just targeting the laws that protect us. They're targeting the very idea that we are all worthy of protection. For them, dignity isn't something you're born with, but something you measure by your net worth, your celebrity.
Joe Kennedy III was delivering the official Democratic rebuttal to Trump's State of the Union address. The congressman went to criticize Trump's presidency on several areas, hinting that the president's record regarding racial, gender, and religion-related matters were un-American. In another apparent reference to Trump, Kennedy said, quote, bullies may land a punch but never win, including that the public will always prevail. Political commentator Gordon Duff says many of the remarks that U.S. President Donald Trump made during his State of the Union speech were not true.
About 30% of the things said were to varying degrees false. All of these problems that he's mentioning, all of them, were caused by his political party. He caused all of this. The borders were open to load America's workforce with illegal aliens to destroy the trade unions, which financed the Democratic Party. This was very simple. We've heard reliable reports while he's talking about Raqqa, where 900 ISIS fighters surrendered to the United States, were trucked up to Hasakah, to a CIA training camp, according to our sources in Russia, where they were trained and armed, ISIS, by the United States, and sent to Idlib province to fight against the Syrian people. This is the least popular president in the United States sitting before an audience on the Republican side of the most corrupt and despicable politicians that have ever sat in that building.